Optimism leads to better health and longer life. If you look at life through rose-colored glasses, you are likely to have greater longevity and a lower risk of certain health conditions such as heart disease, stroke, and cognitive impairment. Numerous studies have linked optimism with better health and a longer life. A 2022 study led by researchers at Harvard University's T.H. Chan School of Public Health found that older women who scored high on optimism measures lived an average of 4.4 years longer than those with the lowest optimism scores. The study found that a high proportion, 53%, of the women achieved exceptional longevity, defined as living to age 90 or older. Researchers found that these results were seen in all racial and ethnic groups. Higher optimism was associated with longer lifespan and a greater likelihood of achieving exceptional longevity overall and across racial and ethnic groups, the study found. An earlier study by researchers at Mount Sinai St. Luke's Hospital, Brown University, and Harvard University in 2019 looked at the relationship between optimism, defined as the tendency to think good things will happen in the future, and cardiac risk factors. The study found that optimism is associated with a lower risk of cardiovascular events and all-cause mortality. Another study by Harvard researchers in 2019 found that people with higher optimism scores tended to be more proactive in taking care of their health and engaging in favorable behaviors, e.g. healthier diets, less smoking, and more physical activity. The study concluded that developing approaches to foster optimism among older adults could enhance the health trajectory of our increasingly aging population. At NYSTERS, a few hundred of our oldest members are still at work in the classroom doing what they love best. According to the 2022 Annual Comprehensive Financial Report, 121 Tier 1 members and 160 Tier 2 members are still working. In addition, many NYSTERS retirees tend to have long lives. As of June 30, 2022, the system had 245 retirees and beneficiaries who are age 100 and older, and 8,096 retirees and beneficiaries who are age 90 and older.